to know, Charlie.
Blog Talk Radio.
Pound for pound, number one. Hey, pound for pound, greatest boxer that's ever laced up gloves. Charlie Zona, baby. Down the show. I got to postpone it because we were talking on the phone and she said she's going to go to sleep, take a nap, sleep, and she'll call me back. So if she calls me back right now, like during the radio, then I'm going to have to cut down the radio. It's morning everybody right now. But other than that, what's up, man? What's up, fans? What's up, everybody? And haters. Listen, you people are done. You know, if you people think I'm going to keep promoting you by, like, laughing at you and just talking shit about you and putting you down, cause, and you guys are crazy. You fucking delusional haters just want to be mentioned, you know? But, hey, there's just nothing to talk about with you motherfuckers. I proved you all wrong, and on to the next chapter, you know, this is it. Now it's just about beating my opposition, you know what I'm saying? You know, the haters are dead, man. You can't hate on a 78-0 pound-for-pound world-class level fighter. A guy who throws 6 power punches in 1 second, in 6 power punches in half a second, like it's one punch. I mean, I've never seen anybody do it besides me. Like, besides me, are there other fighters doing it? Yeah, okay. But nobody's doing this shit, man. Against Vasquez, that's when I won the titles, man. Hey, 67 title defenses, man. And all the defense, everybody complained. Let me tell everybody something. Everybody was like, oh, but he had a body shield. Okay, but I had 67 title defenses. The last guy that I beat, the bald white guy, tattoos. Did he have a body shield? Did he have a headgear? No. Did Jules Wallace have gear? Did that white EFC TV fighter have gear? No. Man, nobody wears gear, man. That was just the one time, okay, he wore a shield. I've been saying, okay, I would have done the same shit if he didn't have it. Man, if he didn't have that gear, he was his. Fuck, I would have broken all his ribs. That thing nearly flew off. I was hitting it so fucking fast, man. So I was so fucking hard and fast, man. Punching power, man, superhuman strength, man. That's where it comes from. Okay, Deontay Wilder, 6'7", 230 pounds. He's bigger. He's supposed to punch harder than me, but he doesn't. I punch harder than him. How? Because I am the GOAT. That's how. Yeah, God, like, he equipped me with so much power, more power than, literally, than, like, multiple men put together. And he put all that power into one man, and that man is me, Charlie Zona. And that's how I'm able to knock people out cold. Yeah, when I'm in these gyms, a lot of these fights are either all of them are TKOs or unanimous decisions. let's start here. I have a broken finger. I'm unable to throw full power with the right hand. Therefore, it's not as easy to score knockouts like I did on the street. When I knocked out Hoodlum, I knocked out Musclehead. Teardrop, TKO, Teardrop, Brutal. Yeah, when I knocked out Musclehead, he went out unconscious. He went to it. He was out. He went to sleep. He dropped. Yeah, I mean, yeah, those knockouts in gyms, even though the new gym is like a lot more combat, like they still told me there's regulations. They said, right, as long as it's with gloves, all good. Yeah, so if I put somebody out with gloves, yeah, it's going to be all good. I mean, that's what I think, you know. I mean, I hit Jacob with a good haymaker. He didn't drop. Because that wasn't my best punch. And I hit him in the eye. If I hit him in the jaw like that, it's hard to knock somebody out hitting him in the eye. Now, I busted his eye. He had a black eye, yeah. But if I hit him in the jaw like that, yeah, he would have got knocked out. Deontay Wilder, man, that clown. I hit him with a punch that, like, I hit Jacob harder. I hit that last guy. Man, I jabbed that last guy hard as fuck, man. That jab would drop Deontay Wilder, man. Yeah, I'm telling you, man, I punched Deontay Wilder in the jaw, man. Deontay Wilder ain't got no chin. Deontay Wilder's a bitch. Deontay Wilder's chin, it's made out of wet toilet paper, man. I'm telling you, man. I hit that motherfucker, man. Yeah, I hit that motherfucker with a left hook, man. That motherfucker was... He was literally about to go to sleep, man. That dude was done. One more punch. See, like after I connected on Wilder, one more punch. If I just followed up and threw one more, this is it. Nap. No, he would have fucking dropped on the canvas, knocked out cold. TMZ would not have featured shit. None of this bullshit would... Oh, man. See, I regret not landing one more of those. I regret it. Oh, I beat him. I won, hands down. But, man, can you imagine just one more of those on Wilder's jaw? Yeah. Deion Gay Wilder. Deontay Wilder. The Alabama glass chin that's terrified of the pound-for-pound king, Charlie Velenoff. The man that gave Wilder his first loss, or should I say losses. Yeah, well, I'm going to put it like this. Yeah, if I hit him with another hook, because he was really stunned. He was TKO'd. Like, oh, when I knocked out Michael Barsky, yeah, I KO'd Wobarski cold. But the first hook, he was like out. He was like on wobbly legs. He was knocked the fuck out. But a van was holding his back up because we were on the street, boxing on the street. My belt was on the street and everything. Yeah, because fucking dumbass Tiger didn't want to. He said he doesn't allow fighting anymore. So I'm like, fuck you, Tiger. I'm like, you're a fucking joke. You're a clown. You're a pussy. We're going to get another gym. We couldn't find another gym. Fuck it, Wobarski and I hate each other so much for many years, we had to settle it. So we had to take risks of, you know, legal stuff, you know, everything, fighting on the street and everything, whatever. So we did it on the street. I knocked him out cold. I hit him with I'm talking about the end of the fight. I landed a left hook on Wobarski's jaw. He was done. I didn't even have to throw it right. He was hurt more than Wilder. Wilder was like, you know, swimming on the ropes and shit like that. You know, like, it looked like he was sailing against the ropes with his fucking head up in the sky. And dude didn't know what the fuck hit him. Yeah, he was. But Wobarski was out even worse. Wobarski looked to the point where, well, it was on the street. There was no ref. You know, if I kept hitting Wobarski, I could have killed him. The second punch knocked him out. The second shot knocked him out. And he just fell over on that van. Just both of his arms just went on that van. Like, my homie even says it. He's like, dude, Roman Zelenoff crucified Michael Barsky. Yeah, literally, yeah, that was one of the best ones, man. No, he sucks. He's a shitty ass TV fighter. He's been on that again. TV fighters, hey, I beat a K-1 fighter recently. Last week, I beat a K-1 heavyweight. No big deal. Yeah, Wiborski fought on this Fox Sports West bullshit. He's a bum, dude. He's shit, man. You know what I'm saying? He's a joke. What I want to say. Yeah, so when Wiborski was out, I aimed for his chin with a right hook. I hit him with, I knocked him out with the left, and then I, boom, right hook. I hit him again. So, yeah, just to make sure that he didn't beat the count. Trust me, he was laying on that van for a cool 15 seconds, man. He didn't beat the count, man. That was it for him. Great release, great victory, you know, beating that clown. He talked a lot of shit. I mean, put it like this, Wiborski was a real-life hater. You know, these haters on the internet that are, you know, talking, yeah, but they're scared to fight. They would never actually meet up and fight. Jason Wiborski, a real-life hater, punched the guy 6 times in the head. This fucking moron, I remember he went on some radio shows, Frank Stay. Some ATG, and they interviewed him, and Jason talked literally for over 2 hours with this fucking mentally sick, delusional, breeze bag guy. Called in him and Jason. I heard the whole thing, and I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, man, these people need a psychiatrist ASAP. What are they doing on the radio, man? These guys need to be evaluated by fucking psychs, man. And they're talking shit about me there for fucking like one, like I don't know how long, like half an hour or 1 hour. And I'm just like, fuck, man. I'm like, this is great motivation. I'm going to listen to the whole thing. I go and fight Jason at his own gym. And right, like, not even inside the gym, but outside the gym, like, hardcore. Like, he comes out, and I put him out. I drop this motherfucker in the parking lot of his own gym. And that bitch, Justin Fortune, he didn't want to come out to get knocked out. Oh, my God, you don't understand how much I want to knock out Justin Fortune. That guy's a bitch, man. He fought one of those. He hasn't fought Charlie Zona, man. Why doesn't he ask Jason Wiborski how hard Charlie Zona punches, man? Yeah. Then we could compare, like, who has more power, me or Lennox Lewis. It's a no-brainer that I would knock out Lennox Lewis. No shit I'd knock out Lennox Lewis now. I'm talking about Lennox Lewis when he was, you know, like, when he was younger, you know what I mean? I would knock out Lennox Lewis when he came out of the Olympics, man. Any version of him. I'm too strong, too fast, man. These fighters, TV fighters, Olympics, bare knuckle fighters. The last guy was a bare knuckle fighter. He was a bare, just, he does not wear gloves. Well, no, he wore gloves against me. No, it's incredible, but he wore gloves against me for the first time. He got his ass beat. And you know how the fight ended? Without gloves. I jabbed him bare knuckle in the face. Charlie Zelenoff, 78 wins, 0 losses, 67 title defenses. I beat 38 fucking heavyweights. I repeat, 38 heavyweights, 78 wins. 38 of my opponents that I beat were heavyweights. I have never, not once, weighed 200 pounds or over. I was close to 190. I was 185 at the very most. But I was never a heavyweight, and I beat 38 heavyweights. Just recently beat 2 heavyweights. Last week in 1 day, in 20 minutes' time, I beat the K-1 heavyweight. Yeah, like I said, I punched the guy in the face, full speed, not full power. Full speed, I couldn't see it. I just went, bah, just popped him. Dude quit. After that, you all saw me beat the shit out of that bald sleeve. No, we could just call them sleeves. They have sleeves and shit, sleeve tattoos. Whatever, man. We give him any nickname, man. Who cares? We don't know his name. K-1 Mansfield. Yeah, beat Mansfield, then I'd be sleeves. Sleeved up everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that jab, man. Hey, that jab was something else, man. That jab was nice. That jab was nice. Yeah, incredible. And the month before that, no, actually, even, okay, February 27th, I beat Jacob, March 17th. Fuck, it's like February 27th, the end of February. If I would have waited a few more days, I would have got Jacob early March, and I would have had three wins in days. I got four wins in January. Beat four guys in 1 month, man. Yeah, 2013, I scored 5 wins in 1 month. Talking about Muhammad Ali, 5 wins in 1 year. Try 5 wins in 1 month. Come on, man. Charlie Zonoff will fucking kill Muhammad Ali. You get a time machine, man. You get Muhammad Ali against Charlie Zonoff, murders him. Charlie Z versus Ali? I'll show you that it's Charlie Z, not Ali. P for P, yes, it's me. Going down in history, motherfuckers, box rank. How stupid do you feel now? Box rank, you fucking idiots. Are deranged. You fucking clowns. Never counted. Since I'm the GOAT, then what does that make your website? I remember made an article after I knocked out me with a senior. You're like, he even made it in the boxrank.com. He even made it. Wait, what? What is boxrank.com? What are you supposed to do? To make it? That website is an embarrassment, you fucking idiots. I'm serious. Like, they fucking disregarded the GOAT. I won 78 fights. Beating TV fighters, underground fighters. Okay, when I was beating underground fighters, they were talking all sorts of shit. They're like, oh, but you never beat any TV fighters. When I started beating TV fighters, they still talk shit. Yeah, you fucking idiots. You met with a senior, I knocked him out, they were saying he was old. I beat fucking Deontay Wilder, still talk shit. I beat Jules Vaughn, tough enough. He was on television. I beat the EFC guy on video. Everything's on video, man. I beat Jules Wall. I beat the shit out of him. He couldn't touch me. I was jabbing him. Look, I embarrassed Jules Wall, right? I saw him 2 times after that. He didn't want to fight. He's a fucking clown, man. Yeah, he crossed over to the underground. He got his ass beat, and that's it. Yeah, he'd rather stick to the mainstream where they're going to put easy opponents in front of him. In the underground, Charlie Zelenoff, number one pound for pound. Yeah, you don't want that because you have no chance. You got no chance, you know what I'm saying? K1 heavyweight, last week, Mansfield. This guy would knock Klitschko the fuck out. He would knock both Klitschko's out. That guy was 250 pounds, man. I seen him at the back. He has some power for a TV fighter, man. I beat this guy in 5 seconds, man. He didn't want to fight, but then I made him. I jabbed him in the stomach. This motherfucker hit me back. Then I hit him. Boom. Made him quit. Yeah, because I'm like, fuck this, man. Here's a TV bitch, man. I'm going to make him pay, man. They always talk about money. Great. I'm going to make him pay, motherfucker. Boom, son. Yeah, Charlie's on off the greatest, man. As soon as I fucking step into that gym, man, you know? So is that, you know, it's like when Michael Jordan walked on the court. Whole crowd already knew what was up. This is it. Same thing. As soon as I put on them gloves, as soon as I step into that fucking gym, the GOAT has arrived. And that's me. And like I said, real life haters, for example, Jason Nowitzki, Michael Barsky, talked a lot of shit. What happened to them? They got knocked out. It got knocked out by me in real life. Oh, it could. Real life hater. Broke his jaw. He's not talking shit anymore. He lives 2-3 blocks away from me. He's basically like my neighbor. He was like a few houses away from me. I don't see him that much, but even if I did, what would he do? Nothing. I have a wife now. I'm seeing her in 2 weeks. He's not worth going to prison for, but if I have to, I'll put him to sleep again. But that's the thing. Look at who I'm beating now, man. I'm beating guys like Southpaw Sill, Derek Giant, Yeah, Derek the Giant was a long time ago. But yeah, even that was after the Old Coast fight. Fine, Derek the Giant, my best one. Jules Waller, probably the second best one. Deontay Wilder, the third best. Oh, Jacob, and then the last guy, fourth and fifth. EFC guy, Teardrop, Musclehead. Do you see all these fighters on beam? Southpaw, Phil. All these guys, the jiu-jitsu fighters that I outbox. EFC fighter that I hit 10 times in the head. These guys would fucking kill Oleg could and Chris could. Yeah, I beat them a long time ago, but beating them again, it would be an extreme step back. It would be like, this is just like, it's just stupid. I mean, no rematches, man. There's no rematches. Deontay Wilder, I beat him in the ring. I crushed him in the ring. But the thing is, like, yeah, true. The winner never wants rematch. I'm cool. I'm fine with the result, a TKO and then a DQ. But the thing is, with Wilder was a little different because I bombed on him in the body, and then he landed a lucky punch in the back of my head and knocked me down, and then he claimed victory when he lost. And then he threw while I was down and while I was on a knee. He did it two times. He pushed me to the ground and then threw at me while I was on a knee. And then he knocked me down, back of the head shot, lucky shot. I punched him in the body, boom, boom, really hard, right, left to the body. And he connected. And I was about to TKO him again like I did in the ring, where he didn't knock him out cold. And he caught me by luck. And then he got disqualified. And he claims total victory. He says that he won by KO or TKO. Yeah, when he really got TKO in the ring, legitimately fair and square. So, since of that controversy, because of that controversy, I want to fight Wilder again. Put him to sleep like I did to Lebarski. I'm talking sweep. He's going to be sweeping. And he's not going to be, it's going to be on video, and he's not going to be able to say anything. He's not going to be able to say, there's going to be no controversy. Oh, let's see here. Is this TKO, or is he, you think he'll be able to go on? No. He's going to be on the canvas, and my wife is going to be right there watching. Hug my wife and tongue kiss my wife and say, baby, let's go home. That's what I want to do. But this whole bullshit that he's spreading, that he beat me, he never beat me. Hey, 78 and 0. You understand? When I beat the shit out of Southpaw, so it's on video, right? But the knockdown of him knocking me down, it's not on video, but I admit it. I didn't have to admit it because nobody got the footage. Yeah. I just didn't put out the footage. But I admitted it happening. See? Because I'm a real champion. Honest results. Therefore, now you motherfuckers know that all 78 wins that you see? That's exactly it. I mean, it's on the video. A lot of them are on video. But not all 78 are on video. The ones that aren't, go watch the ones that are. There you go. Now you know I knocked out a fucking murderer with one punch teardrop. Musclehead, put him in the bushes, son. He ran his mouth. He got into his stance. Yeah, you know what's funny about that fight? He had a stance. I didn't even have a stance. It was around this time. Right now, it was all right, man. Yeah, I knocked Musclehead out cold, and Deontay Wilder, Vladimir Klitschko, they want some too. They'll get knocked out cold too. My wife is hitting me up. She's texting me. I got to cut the radio. To all my fans, thanks for listening. Charlie Zonoff, the greatest of all time. Top Con King, 78 tried, 78 failed. You bet 79 is going to fail too.